If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through old photos and suddenly bam, a wave of what-ifs crashes over you? That little voice whispering about decisions you wish you'd made differently? Yeah, I've been there. We all have. But guess what? Today, we're talking about ditching the regret and focusing on right now. Because trust me, dwelling on the past doesn't change anything. It just keeps us stuck in a loop of should-haves and could-haves. Time to break free from that. So, let's get real. What are some key takeaways we can grab onto when regret starts creeping in? First up, regret is a powerful emotion, but it's often rooted in our perception of the past, not necessarily reality. We tend to romanticize the what-ifs, forgetting all the messy bits that came with those choices. Remember, every path has its twists and turns, even the ones that look picture-perfect on Instagram. Second, accepting the past doesn't mean condoning it. It simply means acknowledging that it happened, learning from it, and moving forward. Think of it like a tough workout. You don't dwell on the soreness afterwards, you use it to fuel your next session. Third, the present moment is all we truly have. Stop agonizing over what could have been, and start focusing on what can be. You have the power to shape your future right now, with every decision you make, every action you take. It's a fresh canvas every single day. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but seriously, shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. The good things, big and small, that warm cup of coffee in the morning, the laughter of loved ones, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These are all gifts, and acknowledging them can truly transform your perspective. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have regrets. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself understanding and support, just as you would a good friend going through something tough. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing your life to others? You know that feeling when someone posts an amazing vacation photo, and suddenly you're second-guessing every decision you've ever made? Yeah, I'm talking about the social media comparison game. It's a sneaky trap that can fuel regret and make us feel inadequate. Let me tell you a story. Last week, I was scrolling through Instagram, feeling pretty blah about my own life. Then I saw this post from a friend about how she landed her dream job in Paris. I immediately felt this pang of jealousy, why not me? I thought. It took me a moment to catch myself and remember that social media often paints an idealized version of reality. We see the highlight reel, not the behind-the-scenes struggle. My friend was probably just as nervous about starting a new job in a foreign country as anyone else. Maybe she had moments of self-doubt, maybe things weren't always perfect. But online, it all looked effortless and amazing. Instead of letting that comparison drag me down, I decided to focus on my own goals. What am I passionate about? What steps can I take today to move closer to my dreams? That's the key takeaway here. Don't let social media dictate your happiness or fuel your regret. Remember that everyone has their own unique journey. Yours is just as valuable and worth celebrating. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tools for letting go of regret and embracing the now. Remember, the past is a teacher, but the present is where we create our future. Be kind to yourself. Focus on what truly matters, and make each day count. Want to dive deeper into this? Leave a comment below, share your own experience with regret, or even better, tell me how you're taking action to live more fully in the present moment. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of modern stoicism, because life's too short to dwell on what could have been. Stay awesome, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.